Welcome to A Blissfully Balanced Life. I am Crystal Ray, and I am an empowerment coach and life balancing strategist who helps busy working women transform their overworked lives into a blissful work-life balance by elevating their food, feelings, and fitness. If this is something that interests you, then you are in the right place. And I'm so excited to bring experts to you on how to balance your life through food, feelings, and fitness, and why it is important. So stay tuned and let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of A Blissfully Balanced Life. I am so excited because I have Avani here, and I'm going to pass it over to her because she does so many different amazing things, and I want her to introduce herself to you guys.
Thank you for the intro, Crystal. Hey, everyone. My name is Avani Mariella. I am excited to be here on the podcast. Today, I run a consulting business, and I actually help businesses create good user experiences in their products and services, but I'm also an online consultant coach. So I help people who want to be consultants and who want to be freelancers get set up and get ready to go on that. And I'm passionate about helping people leave their 9-to-5 jobs and leave that 9-to-5 box and design the life they really, really love. So I'm excited to be here in this world doing that. I also have my own podcast, Beyond the Status Quo, and Crystal and I are going to be recording for that in a little bit today. So I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Crystal.
Yeah. And so you're passionate about helping people quit their 9-to-5, but tell us your story. You just recently quit your 9-to-5, right?
Yeah. Well, it feels recent. It's been, I guess, 11 months now. So, which is still relatively kind of recent, but anyway, it's been a great journey, and I'm so happy I left. But before I became a full-time consultant and before I started helping people as a UX professional in technology on my own, I was employed as a UX designer at a tech company. And I've been working in the tech industry for many years now. And what I did initially, I loved it so much. I like being in technology. I like being a designer. I like thinking creatively. I loved the people that I was able to work with. They were brilliant, smart, amazing people. I learned so much from them, and so many of them helped me in my career. The thing was, as I was continuing on in my career, I realized that I was starting to feel super stuck where I was. I knew I was in a good place, but I felt that I wasn't being challenged anymore. I felt my growth was plateauing as a professional, as a person, just in general. I just felt so stagnant and so stuck. It was almost a very paralyzing feeling. I didn't know what to do next. And it bothered me so much that I wasn't excited to wake up in the morning and go to work. I want to be super excited to wake up in the morning and do what I'm doing in my life. So that bothered me a lot. And after some thinking and talking to a lot of people, a lot of coffee chats, and getting a lot of advice, I just decided that I was going to make the leap. I was going to jump. I was going to leave my job. I was going to figure everything else out. And I had 2 clients at the time. I didn't know how I was going to make ends meet. I was making a very good income at my previous job. So it was also made that really scary as well to make that leap. But I did it anyway. I had to trust in myself and my skill set and my ability, really, the ability to figure it out. And then I made the leap, and that was last June. And so that's why it's been almost a year now. And I ramped up my business from there. It's been a really, really exciting journey.
That is so inspiring. And you give people like me hope that one day I can leave my 9-to-5. But
yes, absolutely.
How have you been able to go through this last year working on your own without completely stressing out or freaking out about where your business is going or not having enough, you know, like taking that leap, taking that risk? How did you do it without, I guess, losing your mind?
Yeah, I think I lost my mind a few times. It's been scary. I've had really great support and people that have done it before me, and I've become very good friends with some of those people. So it's good to see there are other people who live this life that I live. I'm not just the only person on this planet. That was super helpful. The other thing was I did burn out in the beginning, with I think in the first 3 months, I was working really long days, like 14-hour days. And honestly, I didn't leave my job to work 14-hour days. So I needed to figure out how to change things, how to not burn out, and how to really run a business. I didn't want to just be playing catch up every day. And I felt like that because I had to do everything. As an entrepreneur, even though I'm a UX consultant, I help people in their design and user experience. Even though I'm that person, I also have to do everything else. I have to figure out how to form my corporation. I have to figure out accounting, taxes, expenses, and if I'm going to hire subcontractors, how's that going to work? And writing contracts and, I don't know, writing copy for my social media and my emails and all of this stuff that you never think that you have to do, and what do you need to buy and software and things like that. So it's super overwhelming. There's a never-ending list of tasks to do. So one thing that helped me immensely when I felt like I was so bogged down by all of this was to actually, what I did was I did research on how to make my business more efficient, how to build efficiencies and systems into my business. And doing research, I was able to find ways to give myself back more time and implement these systems in my business. And that was game changing for me.
Right. That's awesome. Like, systems make such a difference. And I know you have something that you've created along the lines when it comes to systems. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to just go when it comes to living as somebody who's an entrepreneur and has their own business. I know your techniques or tactics can be implemented into daily life. So tell us more.
Yes. About yeah, this. Absolutely.
Yeah, about your system.
I'd love to. So as Crystal just said, I've created several systems, and I've put together something for you guys so that you can also do the same in your business or in your life. Just because you are not an entrepreneur doesn't mean you can't implement these systems in your business. And I've put together 5 online systems for people to master so that they can save 17 hours in their week. And I'm telling you, this is going to save you so much time. This is what helped me go from working 40 to 50 hour weeks to just 25 hour weeks on my client work. And so I gave myself time to work on other things now. And that's what enabled me to start a podcast this year. That's what enabled me to launch a course. So I really, really believe in these systems, and I'm excited to share them with you guys. And the reason I believe in these so much is because we only have 24 hours in our day. I've tried to get more, but it doesn't work. And honestly, your time is too valuable to be spending on low value tasks. You are just too talented, too good at what you do to be spending time on small, busy work admin tasks for hours and hours every day. No, I refuse to do that. So that's why this idea of systems is so important to me. If you're going to do anything more than one time, it must be a system in my business. And I highly recommend that for you as well. So I'd love to go through a few of those, Crystal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get some real.
Cool. Yes, let's do it. So, and if you do want to download the entire framework that I put together, you can grab it at avani.blog/systems. That's avani.blog/systems.
I'll put that link in the description. So it'll
Thank you.
In the show notes for you.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Crystal. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in, and let's talk about the first system. This is going to save you about an hour a week, maybe a little bit more, but I'm trying to be conservative here. This number one system is scheduling. So any meetings that you have, potential clients, kicking off projects, if you're knocking out a brainstorm, honestly, anything, anytime you have to go back and forth in emails with someone or text messages to plan something, use a calendar, a scheduling calendar for that. I use Calendly. Another great alternative is Acuity. And these are really valuable if you're a coach, especially if you're a coach, if you're a consultant, a freelancer, you know, almost anyone who runs a business. Even if you are someone who is employed currently, you could use this because you can integrate it with your current calendar system. It's very easy to integrate with Google Calendar. But the way it works is you set it up on Calendly. I'm going to talk about Calendly because that's what I use. and you can set your availability for specific types of meetings. So for me, for example, when I podcast, I typically podcast only on Fridays. So I have a link that whenever I have a podcast guest, I send them this link to schedule a meeting, and only Fridays are available from certain times, like 9 to 4 or something like that, or 9 to 3. And they can only book on those days because those are my days that are reserved for podcasting. So I can send this to them. I don't have to worry about, because I keep my schedule open for those days, I don't have to worry about, is this going to conflict with anything, or are they going to pick a day I don't like? I don't have to worry about any of that. And another great thing about this integration is that if you integrate with your Google Calendar, it'll also block out times that you have meetings on as well. So if I have a lunch meeting on Friday, that won't show up as available for that person. So it's super, super useful because now you're cutting out all of that back and forth communication. You're not an assistant to yourself. You are not someone who should be scheduling your own calendar. You should be using a tool, and you can automate that very easily. Calendly and Acuity as well plug into other systems. I've used Calendly as a scheduling in some of my consultation links on one of my websites and things like that. So it's very great to integrate. And an example from what I do in my business, I have more than 4 different meetings. I think I have 5 or 6 different meetings, but one of them is a 30-minute quick connect over the phone. One of them is a 1-hour coffee meeting in person. One of them is a podcast planning session. And one of them is a longer podcast recording session. And then I also have one-on-one strategy calls if I'm ever doing one-on-one coaching as well. So you can see I can have a different link for each of these. Calendly does cost money to use for this many meetings. I think it's $8 a month, but I would say it's well worth it. So highly recommend it because it's been a game changer for me. And I do want to mention one thing before I pause here. So there's this cool shortcut that I found. It's called the Auto Text Expander. It's actually a Chrome extension, and you can install it on your Chrome. And then when you do that, you can also program it to say expand certain snippets. So if I say M:coffee, it'll expand into, here's my calendar for us to meet up for coffee, and then give the link in that little snippet. So I don't have to type out that whole thing. I don't have to remember my link anymore. I just type out M:coffee and click tab, and it expands. And it's been a game changer for me because I don't have to go to Calendly or Acuity, copy the link, paste the link, save so much time. So that's called Auto Text Expander, and it is a Chrome extension.
I have to write that one down because that yes. sounds unreal. Does it work for the iPhone too? I mean, shoot.
Oh, I don't know.
That is crazy.
It's amazing. And I feel like I haven't utilized it as much as I could be because I'm pretty sure I could do this for canned responses. Or, you know, sometimes people ask you the same questions and you can just repeat the answer by just saying M:whatever. And you could have your own shortcuts. That's just what I use. You can program it on your own. It's very simple to do on this Chrome extension. So that's what I use, Calendly plus Auto Text Expander. And you can also use Acuity. I know Acuity has great integration with Zoom. So that's my first system that I definitely recommend you implement.
Yeah, I use Calendly and I love it. Like, I love the fact that the only thing that gets me tripped up is if I forget to put a meeting into my Google Calendar that I have, and then it doesn't block off the time on Calendly, then you're like, oh dang, I just messed up. But as long as you stay on top of your calendar, it's so perfect. I love the fact that with Calendly, you can answer questions. Like, you can add questions in for then people to answer, so that when they respond, mm-hmm. now you're getting a little bit of a feel of what they want. This is what I do with my 30-minute, I do 30-minute sessions. Sometimes I offer them for free, but it's just a chat.
That's such a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because then what I do sometimes is I can ask specific questions. I can ask, hey, which area of town are you in? So I can pick a place for us to meet, things like that. It makes it more convenient.
Yeah. So good. Okay, so what's next?
So the next one is system number 2. I'm going to go through maybe 3. Does that sound good?
Yeah, 3 sounds great.
Okay. Awesome. So system number 2 is a project checklist template. So this will save you about 2 hours a week It might save you more, honestly. Like I said, I'm trying to be conservative when I'm estimating these numbers. So it's called the Project Checklist Template. So I want you to basically, if you're ever doing anything more than once, it should be put into a checklist. And this could be for anything. So I'll give you an example. I know that I have projects for my business that come up, and they often show up as similar projects. So people will come to me as like, hey, I don't have a company yet, but I need to launch a website, create branding, and create an MVP, minimum viable product, like the first version of the product. I need your help. So for me, I call that a launch, like brand and launch package for this client. And in that checklist, I write down everything I need to do for any client that needs a brand and launch package. I need to, you know, chat with them, do a discovery call, do a mood board, do logo iteration, color palette. I need to do maybe user interviews. I need to wireframe out the flow for them. I need to have feedback sessions with them. I need to test those ideas with people, design it out, launch the website, develop the website, launch the website. So there's this huge checklist. I'm just going through this really fast, but that checklist is now my place of truth for any branding and launch package that I do for any client, any new client, any person that comes to me and saying, I need to launch something. I'm going to use this checklist. I'm going to copy this checklist, paste this checklist, and put due dates on it. And so that is my place of truth for any new client projects. And I have many checklists like this. So I have a app prototyping checklist. I have a course launch checklist. I have a blog post checklist. I have a podcast episode checklist. So everything that I do more than once has a checklist. I can document every single step. So I just have to reuse it in the future. I can copy it. I don't have to rely on guesswork anymore. I don't have to rely on my memory anymore. And it's my place of truth that I can see if I'm making sure that I'm hitting important parts. Because sometimes it's easy to skip or forget things, especially when we're doing so many things at once. So having those standardized checklists for different projects and big tasks and systems can help you save so much time. It can preemptively help you save time because you don't mess up as much since you are following this step-by-step guide that you have created for yourself. So I'm going to give you a few more examples. For me, if I'm doing a website for, I'll do the branding one. If I'm doing a brand for someone, creating a branding guide or something for someone, I will, in my checklist, I will have some things like color palette, mood board, logo development, check in with client, create brand revisions, package deliverables, and send deliverables. So that would be my checklist for branding. This is just an example. I don't think it's my actual one anymore. It's changed. But these checklists are so helpful because it just takes the guesswork out of everything. You know this very well, Crystal. You are juggling so many things. And every day at any point in time, you have a zillion things on your mind. How can we expect to rely on our brains to help us remember everything we have to do for a client?
We can't. Our brains don't work. They don't.
Yeah. So I think that's just, it's a waste of our time, waste of our effort, waste of our energy. I'd rather spend my energy being creative than trying to remember, what did I do last time for that person? I don't remember because I didn't write it down because I don't have a checklist. So that is why project checklist templates are so important. I call them templates because you can copy them, paste them, edit them. Sometimes you need to customize things and you can easily do that with these templates.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Those templates are amazing and
yes,
literally essential.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what's the third tip?
Yes, so I'm going to get to that one and it kind of goes hand in hand with system number two. System number three is project management. Do you use a project management tool right now, Crystal?
I don't, and I probably should. I should be using a lot of these tips and tools.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're talking about them. Hopefully you can pick up one or two that you like as well. So project management is going to save you 4 hours a week. Again, I'm being so conservative with these estimates. Now that I'm reading them to you, I'm like, that saved me like 7 hours a week.
Oh my goodness.
But 4 hours a week at least. And I recommend using a tool like Asana or Trello. I use Asana and I love it. This changed the game for me. When I talked about earlier how I was feeling burnt out and felt like I didn't know what was going on, and literally when I started my business about 2 to 3 months in, I felt every day I felt like someone cracked open my brain, took it out of my head, scrambled it, and put it back inside. That's how I felt at the end of every day. And I don't want to have consecutive days like that. I want to have 0 days like that if I could help it, but sometimes they happen. That is the thing that changed how I felt and having those days was Asana. It really changed the game for me. It saved me so much time. And what was amazing was the idea in system two that we talked about. System three put together with system two is magic. So in Asana or even Trello, you can do this in both. I have cards. I have a column that says workflows, and then I have cards for each checklist. These are my checklist templates that I've written out on here. Whenever I have a new project, I duplicate the appropriate checklist. I rename the title of that card. If I'm working with Crystal, I'll say Crystal Rhea website. And then I have the checklist on there because I just duplicated a card from a template. And then what I'll do is I'll go through each item on there, make sure it's right. If I need to customize a little bit, I will, but many times I don't. I assign due dates to each one. And as soon as I do that, if Crystal is my client, I now have a timeline to share with her on how her project is going to go down. What are the landmarks and checkpoints? When are different things going to be done? And I can actually copy paste it in a Word document or a table. I export it and send it or attach it to my statement of work or after we sign the contract. And it's amazing. It feels so good to have such an easy way to create a timeline for my clients because they love it. I love it. We can all stay on track. We can all stay on the same page. And that's one of the reasons I love Asana. However, I could go on and on about Asana, and it's a free tool, by the way, so you can check it out and grab it. I also use Asana for everything in my business. I never make to-do lists ever. I stopped making to-do lists when I started using Asana because anything I do, any task for my clients, any task for my podcast, my blog, I'm writing these in when I'm planning them. I have certain times of day to plan, and I'm putting due dates on these tasks. So then whenever I wake up in the morning, I open my Asana, I click on my tasks. I already have pre-assigned tasks to myself because I planned them way ahead of time. And I open it up. I'm like, oh, cool. I know what I need to do today. And I get to work. I'm not spending 30 minutes planning every day. I spend time maybe on a Sunday planning, but I'm not doing it every day. I don't have to make a to-do list every day. Nothing falls off my plate because everything has a due date on it and it's in Asana and I can see it. I can see my week laid out as well in the calendar view. And I know exactly what to do and I can jump right into work. It is such a time saver, especially for someone who's juggling so many things because I have a business client work. I have my podcast. I have my students for my course. I have a life to live, you know? So I cannot speak highly enough about Asana.
That sounds so wonderful, especially as I'm sitting here today coming up with a to-do list of what do I need to do this weekend before I go back to work on Monday.
You will love this. You should definitely set aside some time and see how you can set up Asana.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Let me add that to my list for today. But all of these tips were so amazing and so helpful. And I definitely will put the link in the show notes. So if anybody's interested in grabbing the entire freebie, right? It's a freebie.
Yes, it is a freebie. So I have the last two tips are batch work and time blocking. So again, more on the productivity section of the spectrum. But you can grab all of those and the ones we just talked about in the cheat sheet that Crystal will link.
So awesome. Was there anything else that you wanted to tell us about today or mention?
No, I mean, honestly, I think if you've got nothing from this, the number one thing to keep in mind is that systems can change your life. And putting your business on almost like autopilot in this way, or putting your professional life on autopilot in this way, creates room for that creativity, for you to spend time in your zone of genius, because you're so good at what you do. You you can't be spending time on low value tasks. So that's why I think this is so important. And I speak of it in this way because it's helped me in my life and my business so much. And that's why I think this is so important. And I'm not saying like every second needs to be planned out in your day. You can leave room for flexibility. There are times when I don't feel like doing tasks and I put them off to the next day, or I'm like, this isn't aligning with me anymore. Or, you know, I throw the whole task list away for the day. I'm like, I'm taking the day off. So that doesn't mean we have to be rigid in what we do. I think there is a time and place for both, but having some kind of guidelines that you can follow will just help free up your mental space and energy that I think is priceless.
Yeah. And I agree so much. I'm also, you know, as you said, having so many different things going on, my mind is always going through between like three different businesses, like three different mm-hmm. things that I'm not necessarily businesses, but like three things that I actually have to work on. And I realized this week, especially, I need to plan my social media content because it mm-hmm. takes me a half an hour every day just to post on Facebook and then post on Instagram. So like call it an hour. And it's like, that's time that I could just free up to now have a session with somebody.
Right. Absolutely.
Or to do something else. And so it's like having systems literally gives you time back.
Yes. Yes. And you will love it so much once you do that. And I think that even for social media, there are great tools out there that can help you automate, or you can plan it out in advance. I think there are so many easy ways you can accomplish that. And then you'll have so much time back every day. It'll be so good.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. So if anybody wants to find you, where can they find you at?
So I am on Instagram all the time. I can be reached via DM at Avani Mirayala. So that's AvaniMiriala. You can go to my website, avanimiriala.com. I have a bunch of resources there, episodes to my podcast, blog posts, freebies. And I also have a podcast. So I hope you come hang out with me there, especially because we're recording an episode where Crystal's going to chat with me on the podcast. And we're going to be releasing that in a few weeks. So that is the Beyond the Status Quo podcast. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. So that's where you can find me. I hope to hang out with you guys and chat and hear from you. So come say hello.
Yay. So I'm going to post all of that info too in the show description. So if you didn't get it when she just said it, don't worry. Go read the notes and you'll see it there. But thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time.
Of course, it was my pleasure. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved this episode. If yes, I would appreciate it if you could share this episode with a friend and if you could leave a review on my podcast. All links are going to be in the show notes, and definitely feel free to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. I'll talk to you soon.